Nitzavim Vayelech. And towards the end of Parshat Nitzavim, in the last few psukim of Nitzavim, Torah says, Ha'idosi v'chem ayomes ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz ha'chayim v'hamavis nasati l'fanecha ha'bracha v'aklala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in front of us chayim and mavis, life and death, bracha v'aklala, u'v'acharta v'chayim, and you should choose life. And then the Torah says something a little bit strange. U'v'acharta v'chayim l'man tichyeh, in order that you should live. I think I might have figured that out on my own. If you choose life, you live. And then it says, L'man tichya atov izarecha. You and your descendants. What does it mean that you're going to choose life and you and your descendants are going to live? Presumably, my descendants are also going to have to make a choice. Because I chose life doesn't guarantee that it's going to work for them. Then they're going to have to choose. What does it mean that you choose life of v'charta v'chayim l'man tichya atov izarecha? Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was once asked, there were so many Jews who came to America in the earlier part of the 20th century, the early 1900s, Jews who were religious and Shomer Shabbos, and they were mamish moser nefesh for Shabbos. If you know what it was like in America, you got a job and you worked on your job from Monday through Friday, and if you told the boss that you weren't coming in to work on Saturday, he told you don't bother coming to work on Monday. And there were Jews who almost every single Sunday had to go look for another job because they didn't work on Shabbos. They're mamish moser nefesh. So how come, was asked Rav Moshe, so many of the children stop being Shomer Shabbos? The fathers, the parents were Moser Nefesh for Shabbos. Why didn't it rub off on the children? Says Rav Moshe, I'll tell you why. Because in these cases, parents came home on Friday being told don't bother coming in again on Monday. And they sat down at the Shabbos table and they moaned and they krechts a little bit, if you know what it means, to krechts. And they said, Shver zu sein Ayid. It's difficult to be a Jew. It's difficult. And they would do this time after time. And the message penetrated to their children. Difficult to be religious. So they had a solution. We won't be religious, and one life will be easy. Instead of coming along and talking about the beauty of Shabbos and how wonderful Shabbos is, yes, they were Shomer Shabbos, and yes, they were Moser Nefesh, but the message that they passed on to the children was negativity. It's so difficult to be Jewish. So difficult to be Shomer Shabbos. The Torah comes along in the end of Nitzavim. It says, "Re'ei nasat ha'idosi v'chem ayom et ha'shemayim v'et ha'aretz ha'chayim v'amavis nasati l'chem ha'bracha v'akola u'v'acharta v'chayim." But how are you going to choose chayim? What type of choice will it be? Will it be a choice of, Nebuch, I have no choice, I have to choose chayim, because that's what I have to do. Or it's going to be a v'charta v'chayim l'man tichya atov izarecha, the kind of choice that you can pass on to your children, to your descendants, and say, this was a wonderful choice. This is amazing. This is great. How do we approach tefillah? I have to daven. I have to get up early to daven. Daven once a day, after daven twice a day, after daven three times a day. Let me just get it over with. That's one approach. And people daven. But there's another approach. A person comes along and says, I have the opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have his ear. He told me he's a Shomea Tfila. And I have the opportunity. to talk to him about anything I want to talk about. Make any request I want to. I don't know whether he'll grant it or not. But I know that he's listening. And I can do that not only once a day. Maybe I can do it twice a day. Maybe I can do it three times a day. Isn't it amazing that we're allowed to daven? Soloveitchik once explained, why do we begin tefillah with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu v'Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov? Because if it wasn't for Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov who established Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, I might not be able to daven. Who says that I, little me, can be chutzpah that can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pretend that he's listening? Who do I think I am? But Avraham was metaking Shachris, and Yitzchak was metaking Mincha, and Yaakov was metaking Ma'ariv. For everyone. That's why I'm allowed to daven. But I have to begin my Shemoneh Esrei by mentioning that. It's such a wonderful opportunity. And what's Shabbos? How do you describe Shabbos to somebody who doesn't know what Shabbos is? Well, let me tell you what Shabbos is like. Shabbos, I can't use electricity. I can't turn on the lights. I can't use any electronic devices. I can't use my computer. I can't use my smartphone. I can't drive a car. I can't even rip toilet paper. I can't cook. Can't use the microwave. I can't and I can't and I can't. It's true. There's another way to describe Shabbos. Ooh, Shabbos. I'll tell you, if I didn't have Shabbos, I couldn't survive. Do you know what Shabbos is like? I can put away aside my work. I can spend time with my family. I spend time with my friends, actually talking to them. I spend time in my community. I can relax. I can connect with people. I can connect with God. I have a little bit of chance to just put aside the world that's all hustle and bustle. Just relax. Food. I eat the best food on Shabbos. It's unbelievable. It's great. You have to come to a Shabbos meal. The meal, instead of eating for 10 minutes, 2 hours of the meal. We sit, we talk, we sing, we discuss. It's great. They're both true, these descriptions. But one description is going to be, no, I have no choice. And the other description is, no, I choose. Mantich ya'atov izarecha. How we dress. I can come along and I say, the rules are so enslaving. I can't wear this, I have to wear this, I have to do this, I can't do that. On the other hand, the rules give me freedom. I'm not dependent on whatever society says. It's not what society will dictate. I answer to a higher authority. Amir Rabbi Chananya ben Akashya. Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach hirba lehem Torah u'mitzvot. The standard way of explaining it is lezakot et Yisrael, to give them merit. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch wants to give us gold stars. He gives us mitzvot, we have to do them. But there's another way to learn it. Lezakot means to purify. Shemin Zayit Zach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in charge, not our instincts to be in charge. Take a look at the moment about how we eat. An animal is hungry, he eats. Some human beings are the same way. They're always on the seafood diet. They see food, they eat. But if I want to eat, and I see food, wait! Is it a day that I can eat? Or is it a day that I can't eat? Is it a time that I can eat? Or is it a time that I can't eat? Is the food kosher? Is the food meat? Is it dairy? And if I answer all the other questions, I say, yeah, I can eat it now. One second.
What bracha do I make? If I didn't take Hilchos brachas, I'm going to go hungry. He wants to purify us. He doesn't want our instincts to control us. He wants us to be in charge. We don't have to be enslaved to society, to technology, to whatever else the world says. And that's our choice. That's our choice every day. And that's what the Torah is telling us. The heavens and the earth will testify. You have a choice of hachayim v'amaves, habracha v'akala, klala. Choose chayim, but choose it wisely. Choose it in a way that it will be a chiyus, it will be a life. V'mantich ya'ata v'zarecha.